The employment picture we just discussed connects directly to what Unitree announced this week, which is either a genuinely significant technical milestone or an aggressive marketing claim, possibly both. Unitree says it has developed the first autonomous humanoid robot powered by a real-time world model. The distinction they are drawing is between robots that execute pre-programmed sequences and a robot that builds and continuously updates an internal model of its environment in real time, allowing it to adapt to novel situations without prior training on that specific scenario.
If the claim holds up under independent technical scrutiny, the implications for physical labor automation are substantial. The limitation of most current robotics isn't processing power or motor control, it's the ability to handle the unpredictability of real-world environments. A warehouse with fixed shelving and predictable lighting is robotics-friendly. A construction site with shifting terrain, variable obstacles, and unstructured tasks is not. A real-time world model, if it works as described, begins to address that gap.
I want to flag that world model is a term with significant hype attached to it in AI research right now. Several companies have claimed variations of this capability, and the gap between the claim and independently verified performance has sometimes been wide. Unitree's announcement will need peer review and real-world deployment data before we can assess whether this is a step change in capability or a well-packaged incremental improvement. That said, Unitree has delivered functional humanoid robots before. Their H1 and G1 models are real products with real sales, so this isn't purely a paper claim.
SpaceX, meanwhile, made a strategic infrastructure decision that tells you something about where the company's priorities have shifted. They are ending all Falcon 9 Starlink launches from Florida to clear the launch facilities for Starship operations. That's a significant operational commitment. Starlink has been SpaceX's reliable revenue engine, hundreds of successful launches, a functioning satellite internet constellation. Subordinating those launches to Starship's development schedule signals that Musk and SpaceX leadership are confident enough in Starship's progress to accept the operational disruption.
The Starship priority also reflects the economics of the next phase of SpaceX's business. Falcon 9 can lift Starlink satellites efficiently, but Starship's payload capacity is on a different order of magnitude. And if SpaceX's vision of lunar logistics, Mars missions, and point-to-point Earth transportation is going to be realized, Starship has to become the operational backbone. Clearing Florida pad capacity is a concrete, irreversible bet on that trajectory.
On a completely different axis of international affairs, Argentina has filed criminal charges against an Israeli oil firm for drilling near the Falkland Islands, which Argentina calls the Malvinas and considers sovereign territory. The Falklands conflict with Britain in 1982 remains a defining national trauma for Argentina, and successive Argentine governments have maintained the territorial claim even as the islands remain under British administration. Filing criminal charges against a foreign oil company for drilling in contested waters is an escalatory legal move that primarily serves domestic political purposes. It signals that the current Argentine government takes the sovereignty claim seriously enough to back it with criminal law.
The Israeli dimension adds a layer of complexity given the current state of Argentina's relationship with Israel amid broader Middle East tensions. The oil company presumably has permits from British authorities who administer the islands, so you have a legal conflict between two jurisdictions, each claiming authority over the same geographic space. These jurisdictional disputes are notoriously difficult to resolve and tend to generate legal activity for decades without producing clarity.
For the oil company itself, criminal charges in Argentina are a serious matter even if enforcement is practically difficult. International operations require banking relationships, insurance, access to equipment suppliers, all of which can be complicated by outstanding criminal liability in a jurisdiction where you operate or might want to operate in the future.